I'm Matt Gilhooly, and this is The Life Shift, candid conversations about the pivotal moments that have changed lives forever. Hello, my friends. I'm Matt Gilhooly, and I am the host of the Life Shift podcast, and I am the lucky one. I am the person that gets the opportunity to speak to all these amazing guests, and I'm forever humbled that everyone that has been on the show has trusted me with their story. And a lot of these stories are deeply personal, and a lot of them are tragic or have tragic moments in them. And I think, you know, what I love about the Life Shift podcast is, sure, some of these events are really hard to hear and experience, but I do find that every episode ends in some kind of inspirational way of hope and what we've learned as humans through the experiences that we go through. I wanted to put together my third recap episode. And so last time I did this a couple months ago, I got a lot of good feedback and people left listening to this episode with inspiration. And so if you are a regular listener of the Life Shift podcast, or if you've never listened, what I like to do at the end of the story is kind of ask my guests if they could go back to that person right before their life shift moment, what would they say? And for some people, I ask for advice for people that are going through something similar. And sometimes I ask just a random question that's in the similar vein. And so this is one way that I get to hear what someone would say to that person, knowing full well it's not possible, with the intention of anyone listening that might be going through something similar or a similar experience, they have the opportunity to hear maybe some inspirational words or something that resonates with them so that they feel a little bit less alone in their experiences. I love putting these clips together. They make me feel really good. I just want to say thank you to those of you that have been listening. So I hope you leave this episode feeling inspired. If you'd like to support the show directly, I do have a Patreon, and that's patreon.com/thelifeshiftpodcast. And really what that does is there are a bunch of tiers and you can win t-shirts and stickers and things like that, but it just helps offset the production costs because I'm the only one doing this show from the beginning to the end. And so it just helps me pay for some of the tools that I am using and upgrade hardware and just try to get the show out there. So thank you for any support that you might have. Just listening is support, sharing with your friends. If you like this episode, please share it with a friend, and I would be so grateful of that. So thank you, and I hope you enjoy listening to this recap episode of the responses to, if you could go back to that person right before your life shift moment, what would you say?
Yeah. Well, first of all, I would encourage him, say, look, everything's going to be fine. You know, everything's going to turn out just fine. You have to just have the patience and the compassion with yourself to know that there's another world waiting for you on the other side of this.
Do you think he would listen?
Well, coming from me now, it would be creepy, but it would also be having proof that it actually is possible. And I think part of me has this sense of like, I wish I had someone like me at that point. I don't think I had enough of that, the support, or even actively sought it out at the time, to have that helping hand of someone to kind of say, hey, I'm here to help.
You know, that quote by Teddy Roosevelt, man in the arena, that you're going to go through really hard times, and that man in the arena is going to have blood and sweat and tears and dust in your face. But all of the naysayers are not in the arena with you. So don't listen to the naysayers, because a lot of times people give up because people tell them, you can't do that. Oh, that's stupid. You know, it's not going to work.
A lot of people do that. A lot of people absorb that. A lot of people don't have that fire. And so I hope people listening to this episode feel that fire and see that something that seems maybe like a small thing, although you keep describing your thing as small and I don't see it as such, but you know, something, they can do something to help one other person. And that's adding value to the grand scheme of things, the big community, the globe of people, because you don't know the ripple effect.
I think I would tell her, just put one foot in front of the other and do your best every day, because life has a lot in store for you. Don't give up on yourself yet. It's so weird to think back to that time in my life because it's such a blur. I am just so grateful that it passed for me. And it breaks my heart, really, to think about people who struggle with depression on a regular basis and not just kind of like a existential crisis kind of way, where it's like once in a lifetime, you know, you have this big meltdown. People who feel that way and feel so powerless. For me, I would have not gotten through that without some self-awareness, but also without somebody on the outside of my mind saying it's not as bad as it seems. Like, every day is a new day, and helping me put together a plan. Yeah, I don't even know what I could tell that person, to be honest, because I'm just so much different today than I was then.
It's interesting to look back, right? You're like, that was me, but also, like, I can't believe that was me.
I would probably say to her, quit doubting yourself. Because that's for sure, you know, and that's a lot of people.
Second guessing things.
Yeah, being like,
I think we're taught to do that.
Yeah, not even necessarily even like, I knew that I had the ability, you know, I knew that I did deep inside, I think I knew I had the ability, you know, but the self-doubt and was always just like, you know, yeah, but like, are you able to really follow through too? You know, like that self-doubt can keep you from even putting yourself out there.
That it will be a minute by minute, breath by breath journey, and to give yourself the grace to be exactly where you are right now, knowing that it won't always be what it is right now.
Yeah.
And that doesn't mean healing or a grief journey is linear. You know, there are days that feel like day one still. They don't last as long. They aren't as triggering. They aren't necessarily as debilitating. But I think truly learning how to be in your body and honor wherever you are emotionally in that moment is what I would try to whisper into her ear.
Yeah, I think she would listen. I just, you know, in the little bit I know about you, I feel like I know a lot about you now, but in this short amount of time, I feel like that version of you would listen and understand that this one moment is what matters right now, and the next moment will be the one that matters next. And I think that's an important thing to say.
The biggest thing I've learned, I said, it's okay to not be okay. Be vulnerable. It's a muscle. I was terrible at it to start when I started therapy. Would never talk about things with my friends. I think that was a big part of maintaining that image that everything was okay. If I talk about it, it's a sign that things aren't okay. So be vulnerable. Train that muscle. It's like bench pressing. You know, the only way you can continue to be more vulnerable and be more comfortable with it is by doing it. And it's, yeah, very uncomfortable, but you actually grow stronger relationships and people trust you more and better understand you. I like to say a lot, there is no scale, which relates to what I was talking about, how oftentimes people's mental health can relate to someone else's mental health. Something can impact me in one way that another event can impact someone else in the same way. And so when my parents passed away, oftentimes people would say, I can't imagine what you're going through. And I just try to say, sometimes you can imagine what I'm going through. You know, sometimes your depression can impact you more than something can impact me.
Oh, man. It gets better. You can forge a new path and make it just as enjoyable. And you will. There's pros and cons to everything. And if you pick out the pros and try and pick out the pros and cons of everything, you can't, like, and this is part of my anxiety. It's like, I joke around at work all the time and I say, my, my anxiety is my superpower because I'm thinking about the pros and cons of every single thing before I press publish. 2012, 2013, 2014, Dan, like this, you're looking at things from a certain lens. Change your perspective. Don't look at it. Don't look at it through tunnel vision. Look at it from a full lens that you can see everything. And I think that's the big thing I would say is just look at it from every perspective. Don't just look at it from the one that you want to live.
Stop hiding. Don't hide.
Would Don't you have listened? It.
Probably not.
You'd be like, hide what? I'm not hiding anything.
Yeah, exactly. Stupid old woman. What's she talking about?
I asked this question and most people are like, you know, there's nothing really that person would have listened to. We had to go through these moments. Yeah. We had to hit these walls. We had to face these particular circumstances. And here we are, you know, and isn't that the beauty of life, I think?
I think so. I agree with you.
Wow, in the moment of not knowing. I think the main lesson here is no matter what happens, you can be okay. Like it'll take work. It'll take effort. You don't know what, you know, where you're going to be pulled or what road you'll go down, but you'll be okay. And I don't know that I would have believed that, you know, 1 week in, but 2 years in, I believe that.
Yes, I think I would go back to that girl and put my arm around her. But I also think if I had said to that girl, Olivia, you're going to get divorced, move back home with your kids and start a company that's going to change the world, I would be like, that tracks. Sure. So I do think that there's an element of me that always kind of felt this was a journey and I still am on this journey. And I think that that's where a lot of the confusion was. It was like I was waking up every day thinking like this is not the life that I thought I was going to have.
But I wonder if you knew that, like if you had that information, if it would, you know, like sometimes we have to go through
100%
that really sticky mud quicksand kind of moment and get out of it.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. I mean, I had to. And looking back, it really is like a completely different person.
You know, so even after I had that aha and like it was pretty traumatic and I had to process it and I journaled about it. And I just kind of sat with it for several days while on mental health leave. And then eventually I remember I was just lying in bed trying to think about it. And I just started sobbing. And like the sobbing just, it probably went on for a good 45 minutes. I'm like, I don't know where all this is coming from. But, you know, I'd heard about like people going through this type of catharsis where they start sobbing uncontrollably. It won't stop. And so, you know, like I can't remember if I was like timing it or I'm like, holy crap, it's 23 minutes in, like the sobbing is still going. You know, there's probably part of me laughing while also sobbing. And then once I had processed through that, you know, and then I talked it through with my therapist and there was more sobbing. I came out feeling really light. And I could now see the, you know, the wounded child, like, there you are. Okay. You've always been here. And you've been wearing this armor, a really heavy armor suit. And I have been flogging you for years, saying you must achieve or we are not safe. And I could now say, okay, you can take that off now.
I am grateful to share that story and I feel fortunate that I get to wave from the other side and say, look, guys, like there's something else over here and there can be great love and great joy and great friendship. And, you know, the connections that I've made because of the vulnerability I've now been able to display with my girlfriends who were always there for me, but who I was cutting off pretending. That relationship. Yeah, because I didn't want to admit it. And how many girlfriends were like, yeah, I never really got you guys.
Yeah.
So they're like, but I trusted you. I trusted that you, if you were there, you were happy, but I never got it. And now I look back, I'm like, I don't get it either.
Well, you know, it's funny because a couple months before, I was actually in Necker Island and I went on a women's trip with a bunch of strangers. I had the most amazing time. And it was really that I allowed myself this, that this was the first time I left my family, that I was gone for 7 days on an island in the British Virgin Islands. Like who gets to do that? And I allowed myself to do it because I had worked hard enough to get to that point that I could pay for that experience and I could have it. And then this happened and I thought, you know, I need more of that. Mm. And I think that it was that you don't have to work that hard to have such an experience. You know, slow it down and relish what you have every day. Mm. You know, I have palm trees outside because I live in San Jose. I don't need to go to the British Virgin Islands to see the palm trees, but to really look at it. And like you mentioned earlier of, you know, you see color different now and, you know, you reflect and you see more beauty and it's right in front of us. We don't have to escape to go see it.
Yeah.
So I think thinking about that is definitely something that comes to mind of, I was already on that path, but I was doing it the wrong way, I think.
I don't know. I think just giving her a hug and saying that, like, if I would have known that upwards of 90% of parents do not believe their children whenever they tell them about abuse, I wish I would have told, someone would have told me that back then, because I felt like I was the only one that had a mom that didn't believe me, you know? So I think armed with that knowledge, I would have shared that with myself.
I think I'd say, and I have done some of this, going back to that self then. But in this moment, I'd say it has something, it would be something to do with, you've been preparing your whole life for something that's going to come now. And it's going to take you somewhere darker and harder and than you've ever been before. And you do know how to be in the dark. You're going to be okay. And let the breaking open be the breaking through. You're ready. You're equipped. And there's something about just trust that as you keep moving, the path will rise up under you. Like, have that. Mm-hmm. Just have faith. Have just 2% more faith than you think you have and that you even could possibly have in that moment. Just 2% more faith to take that hard next step into the what is going to come, and it's going to be very, very dark, a big dark void.
For more information, please visit www.thelifeshiftpodcast.com.